Hello, friends. I'm Gene Autry.
This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Jose Feliciano.
Hi, this is Jewel, wishing you a happy and healthy holiday.
This is Engelbert Humperdinck, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Just recently, the Library of Congress announced 2026's additions to the National Recording Registry, and of the 25 inductees, one of them was a Christmas song. There's not a lot of Christmas music in the National Recording Registry, and I've done a couple episodes in previous years about the Christmas music that is in there, but it's been a few years, so I thought I'd offer up this update, and I'll put links in the show notes to those earlier episodes. A little Wikipedia info on the National Recording Registry. The National Recording Registry is a list of sound recordings that, quote, are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and or inform or reflect life in the United States, end quote. The registry was established by the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000, which created the National Recording Preservation Board, whose members are appointed by the Librarian of Congress. The recordings preserved in the United States National Recording Registry form a registry of recordings selected yearly by the National Recording Preservation Board for preservation in the Library of Congress. The first four yearly lists each had 50 selections. Since 2006, 25 recordings have been selected annually. As of 2026, a total of 700 recordings have been preserved in the registry. Each calendar year, public nominations are accepted for inclusion in that year's list of selections, which are announced the following spring. Each yearly list typically includes a few recordings that have also been selected for inclusion in the holdings of the National Archives Audiovisual Collection. Recordings on the National Recording Registry that are of a political nature tend to overlap with the audiovisual collection of the National Archives. There are 3 points of criteria for recordings to be inducted. Recordings selected for the National Recording Registry are, as I mentioned, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and or inform or reflect culture in the United States. No recording is eligible for inclusion in the National Recording Registry until 10 years after the recording's creation. Recordings will not be considered for inclusion in the National Recording Registry if no copy of the recording exists, so mere anecdotal evidence isn't enough, no matter how significant the recording that no longer exists might be. This year, Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad was one of the inductees. Jose wrote Feliz Navidad while feeling homesick at Christmas, missing his family in New York City and his extended family elsewhere as he sat in a studio in Los Angeles. The song was recorded in 10 minutes. He said that it was the simplest song ever written with only 19 words to it. Feliz Navidad is one of the most downloaded and aired Christmas songs in the United States and Canada. It is 8th on the list of all-time best-selling Christmas holiday digital singles. It was also recognized by ASCAP as one of the top 25 most played and recorded Christmas songs around the world. The original version of Feliz Navidad did not enter any of the U.S. Billboard music popularity charts until over 2.5 decades after it was recorded. First on the Adult Contemporary chart in 1998, reaching number 18. 2 years later, the song re-entered the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart at a new peak, rising to number 12. Nearly 2 decades later, Feliz Navidad entered the main Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart for the first time. That was in 2017. A year later, it became Jose Feliciano's first top 40 hit since 1968, and it went all the way up to number 34. 2 years later, Feliz Navidad made the top 10 for the first time, becoming Jose's first top 10 hit on the Hot 100 chart since his cover of The Doors' Light My Fire in 1968, and that one got all the way up to number 3. In 2017, Jose Feliciano released a ska version of Feliz Navidad in collaboration with English musician Jules Holland. In 2021, he revisited Feliz Navidad with a new version attributed to Jose Feliciano and friends. Those friends included Shaggy, John Secada, Jason Mraz, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rachel Ray, Gloria Gaynor, and Big and Rich. Feliz Navidad has been covered by almost 400 other artists, including Boney M., The DBs, The Wiggles, Asleep at the Wheel, Chicago, Celine Dion, The Osmonds, The Ventures, David Hasselhoff, Chanticleer, Julianne Hough, Lost Lonely Boys, Mandisa, Bowling for Soup, Michael Bublé, Walk Off the Earth, Casey Musgraves, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, Dave Koz, CeCe Winans, Los Lobos, The Backstreet Boys, Pentatonix, Straight No Chaser, The Philly Specials, and the cast of Glee. Just to name a few. Now, last year, there weren't any Christmas songs added to the National Recording Registry, but there was one in 2024. That was Gene Autry's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Gene recorded the song in June of 1949, and it was released as a children's record by Columbia Records in September of 1949. By the way, for anyone that tries to tell you that there's Christmas creep and it gets earlier and earlier every year, you can mention to them that no one complained about that when Gene Autry released Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in September almost 80 years ago. Anyway, the song's popularity grew and it hit number one on the U.S. charts by that Christmas. Gene recorded another version of Rudolph in the fall of 1957 and released it the same year through his own record label, Challenge Records. This version featured an accompaniment by a full orchestra and chorus. This was the only other version of the song that Gene Autry recorded and released on an album. In 1969, it was awarded a gold record by the Recording Industry Association of America for sales of 7 million, which was Columbia's highest-selling record at the time. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has been covered by over 1,000 artists, including Bing Crosby, Perry Como, The Four Aces, Les Paul and Mary Ford, The Cadillacs, Jimmy Wakely, Ray Conniff, Dean Martin, Paul Anka, The Chipmunks, Ella Fitzgerald, Ernest Tubb, Lawrence Welk, The Platters, Johnny Mathis, The Crystals, Al Martino, Burl Ives, Patti Page, The Supremes, Jimmy Rogers, Wayne Newton, Lena Horne, Percy Faith, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, The Brady Bunch, John Denver, Engelbert Humperdinck, Rosemary Clooney, Willie Nelson, Mel Tillis, Nancy Sinatra, Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty, Ray Charles, Corey Hart, Alan Toussaint, Dolly Parton, Stephanie Mills, Doc Severinsen, Harry Connick Jr., Fats Domino, Dion, Neil Diamond, All for One, Tiny Tim, RuPaul, Davy Jones, Babyface, George Strait, Jewel, Ringo Starr, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Helen Reddy, Jack Johnson, The Charlie Daniels Band, Hunter Hayes, Susie Boggess, Chris Isaak, Bare Naked Ladies, Judy Pankhouse, Carney Wilson, BJ Thomas, Barry Manilow, Shelby Lynn, Five for Fighting, Lori Berkner, Mary J. Blige, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, The Brian Setzer Orchestra, Jimmy Buffett, Martina McBride, William Shatner, Brett Eldridge, The Hound and the Fox, and Steve Perry. Just to name, well, a few more than just a few. If you'd like to make a nomination with the National Recording Registry and maybe get one of your favorites on next year's list, here's what you need to know. First, you can submit up to 50 registry nominations every year. You will need to include in your nomination as much information about the recording as possible. All nominations should include the recording artist or artists, title, the record label name, and the number for published recordings, or a brief but specific description for unpublished and broadcast recordings. Nominations should include a compelling justification that explains the cultural, historical, and/or aesthetic significance of the recording. You can email your nomination to recregistry, that's recregistry, recregistry@loc.gov, or you can fax it to 202-707-8464. They get lots of nominations, so they won't let you know that they received yours. As far as Christmas recordings go, here's what's in the National Recording Registry so far. Bing Crosby's 1942 single, White Christmas. A 1925 recording of Adeste Fidelis by the Associated Glee Clubs of America. Dylan Thomas's 1952 recording of A Child's Christmas in Wales. The King's College Choir's 1954 recording of A Festival of Lessons and Carols as sung on Christmas Eve. The Vince Guaraldi Trio's 1965 recording of A Charlie Brown Christmas. Nat King Cole's 1961 version of The Christmas Song. And Mariah Carey's original version of All I Want for Christmas Is You. Plus, of course, the ones I mentioned earlier, Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad and Gene Autry's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And while this isn't music, it is Christmas-related, FDR and Winston Churchill's Christmas Eve broadcast from 1941. And that's it. If you count that last one, 10 of the 700 recordings in the National Recording Registry are Christmas music, or at least Christmas-related. I imagine that a lot of people, upon hearing this, think that's not much. But I'm actually surprised it's that high, when you consider that they only select 25 recordings every year, and those run the gamut from the earliest of recorded media to recordings from 2015. There's a lot of ground to be covered. Still, I'm all for adding more Christmas music, so I just might send in my recommendations this year. And I'll put the info on how to send in yours down in the show notes so you can help spread some musical Christmas spirit, too. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, too. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe. Then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.